generally knowledge and experience are two different things. See, anything which is discussed as real, seriously discussed, all these ideas and views, all of them will resolve in the vision of the non-duality of the reality as one's own Swarupa. See, generally what happens, knowledge is different, experience is different. Knowledge and experience, jnanam and anubhavaha, is a general thing. Generally, we talk about, suppose if I tell you something about, suppose if you explain to me, I'm sitting in California, if you tell me what is happening there in London, still I know what is happening in London. I have knowledge of what is happening in London. There is jnanam. And I also hear from you, I read on the books, I also see on television, all these things give me knowledge. But there's no experience. And for me to have the experience, I have to travel myself to London and see through my eyes directly there and to have that experience. This generally is what knowledge is, something, and knowledge has to be followed by experience. Is it? This is what we say. Experience is something and knowledge is something. Always knowledge, experience follows the jnanam. Knowledge will not give you experience. Words can give you experience, knowledge. Words can give us only knowledge. If I read from a book, or somebody tells me, I listen to other person's words, or I read the words in a book, I come to know of a given place, called Niagara something, I have the knowledge of what Niagara is all about. But still I do not have the experience of Niagara unless I go there myself, travel and go there. This experience, isn't it? But he therefore, a question might come, Vedanta Shastram also is nothing but words. The unfoldment of words can give only knowledge. And there won't be experience. Vedanta cannot give experience. Vedanta give words only give knowledge. Like how reading about the Niagara or hearing about the Niagara, the words give me the knowledge of Niagara, it does not give experience of Niagara unless I go travel myself. Similarly, words of Vedanta Shastram also give us the knowledge of Brahman, the reality, but it doesn't give us the experience of Brahman. This is the misconception people have. General, it's a general thing. And they have this logic also. Because now words can give us knowledge but not experience. And here in the 99th verse onwards, that is what is hinted here. What is important here? Vedanta is not interested in giving us the experience. Vedanta need not give us the experience. Why? Because here the problem is completely different. What we lack here, see, what we lack here is not the experience, but what we lack here is the knowledge. What is the problem here? The problem is, our problem is not that we are not lacking the experience, but we are lacking the knowledge. Therefore, Vedanta does not want to give us the experience. Is it clear or not?
Yes.
We are not lacking the experience here, but what we are lacking is the knowledge. Therefore, Vedanta does not want to give us the experience. Therefore, Vedanta does not give us the experience. It's because we are not lacking the experience. But what we are lacking is not the experience but the knowledge. Therefore, Vedanta gives us only knowledge. Do you understand what I say? Very subtle, important lesson this is. What I said earlier about Niagara, not only example, how people argue using that. I studied about the, I read about Niagara, I heard about Niagara, though I have knowledge of Niagara. For me to excel experience of Niagara, I need to travel there personally and I have to have experience of Niagara. Knowledge will not give me the experience of Niagara. Knowledge of Niagara will not give me the experience of Niagara. Therefore, knowledge of so also, this is the logic, this is the argument, okay? Therefore, knowledge of Brahman, which, you know, given by the words of Vedanta Shastram, will not give me the experience of Brahman. So what should I do for experience? And then here what Vedanta says, yes, Vedanta will not give experience. Why? Because Vedanta does not want to give you any experience. Because you are not lacking the experience, here the problem is completely different. What you are lacking is not the experience, but what you are lacking is the knowledge. In fact, Vedanta need not give you experience because you are not lacking it. You already have it. But what you are lacking is only the knowledge. Therefore, what Vedanta does only the knowledge, gives the knowledge. But for that knowledge to become, to become the ascertained, with the knowledge becomes what happens. Therefore, the knowledge itself is what? About the fact. Therefore, Vedanta, when you listen first, the Shravanam gives you Jnanam, Mananam strengthens the knowledge, and Nididhyasanam makes the knowledge unforgettable. And wherein you need not go for experience, and that is your experience comes and goes. But here you see that the everlasting experience of Brahman is everlasting, doesn't go. To make it very clear, and he is going to highlight the importance of Nididhyasanam in the following verses. Therefore, that is why first the 98th verse itself he said, Shruti accepts, the very purpose of accepting your perceptions itself is why. Why does the Shruti accept your perceptions? It goes with you. When you say, I am suffering, yes, you are suffering. Then Shruti says, reason. What's the reason it gives? The suffering, your experience of pains or pleasures is in conformity with their own punya papas you accumulated. And which is called exhaustion of Parabdha karma. It means what? Shruti accepts there is something called Parabdha. You are exhausting the Parabdha. Which means, why there is a Parabdha? Why should I go through Parabdha? Because it's not something new, you have already accumulated. It is, you have Sanchitam. Why Sanchitam? Because it is not something new, it is beginninglessly, it has been, karma has been happening. And while exhausting the Parabdha also, what you are doing and accumulating? Agami. Therefore, Agami becomes Sanchitam, therefore Sanchitam, it's a endless process. Sanchitam continues to be there beginninglessly, endlessly. Never does Sanchitam become completely exhausted. There is no way of exhausting Sanchitam for good. Sanchitam totally, and the one becoming from Sanchitam so that one will not have Parabdha, one can escape the new birth. No. Sanchitam will always be there. Why? Because every time you are exhausting the Prarabdha, you are accumulating new Agami which will join Sanchitam. Therefore, this karma is called what? Bandha, bondage. There is no way of getting out of this karma bandha, bondage of karma. This is called this life of transmigration, something which you cannot come out of it at all. It is very much there. Shastram accepts it initially. Shastram itself teaches this. And why then it says slowly, this Sanchita, Agami, Paradha, etc. will be there only if you have doership and enjoyership. Only if you entertain the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, then you will have Sanchitam, Agami, Paradha, Karmas, etc. will be there. And these, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, these notions are there because you have identity with the physical body mind complex and you think you are an individual. You have a wrong notion about the very yourself. And that is because you do not know actually what the truth of an individual is, what you are actually. Actually what I means you do not know. Therefore you mistake the I for the doer. You mistake the I for the enjoyer. You identify the I with the body mind and complex. You take the I to be the doer and enjoyer. Therefore, what now? This I is subject to punya papas and I subject to have accumulated aga, sanchitam, agami and parabdha, etc. Just go through parabdha, etc. Therefore, I remains as though bound here. Is all in the notion only. But suppose if you understand what is I is, then I will be resolved, I will disappear. It is like when you see what this snake is all about, go near the snake and see is there a snake at all. And when you see closely what the snake is, you will see the rope. The second you see this rope and afterwards the snake through which you found the rope itself, the very snake would not be there anymore. It would have been resolved already in the very rope. How do you arrive at the rope? You use the snake and through the snake only you search for what this snake is. We closely go to the snake and in the very snake you discover the rope, and having discovered the rope you resolve the snake for good. Once you discover the rope, you do not come across snake at all again. You do not see the snake anymore. In the very rope which you discovered as the truth of the snake resolved. Similarly, when you closely understand what is I is, you see, then I will take you where? I will resolve in very consciousness. It's Swarupam. Snake is the Rupam, and rope is the Swarupam. Like I is the Rupam, consciousness is the Swarupam, the I will resolve in the very Swarupam. When I itself is resolved in the Swarupam of consciousness, how can there be the notion about the I will be there? I as the knower, I as the seer, I as the doer, I as the enjoyer, how can that be there? Snake itself is not there means, how can there be the fear caused by the snake? So all the notions are possible only if the I is still there around, isn't it? The I is resolved means all the notions about the I also what now will be resolved. When the notions are resolved and where is the question? Only if the notions are not, there is no doer. I is resolved means the doer is resolved, enjoyer is resolved, doership is resolved. Therefore, punyam and papam also, without the doer, how can there be punyam and papam? The doer is resolved, punyam papas are resolved. Enjoyer is resolved, sukham dukkams are resolved. Samsara is resolved. Is it clear now what I'm saying? It's just, it's all I has to be seen what it is. In resolving the I, doership, enjoyership, punyam, papam, sukham, dukkha, anubhava, everything will be resolved. Then, where is the sanchitam, where is the prarabdha, where is the agami? Not only that, when the I is resolved in the reality, and the same reality will be seen as what? The existence of the universe, and the whole universe also will be resolved in the same reality. In the reality in which the I is resolved, in the same reality the whole prapancha will be resolved. The whole samsara will be resolved. All the karmas will be resolved. The bondage will be resolved. Even the notion that I am attaining moksha also will be resolved. I am free also will be resolved. Know that? I was bound, now I have become free. That also will be resolved. I is not there means where is the question of you are becoming free and then resolving the bondage. Everything will be resolved. What will there be? What will be there? There will be only Chaitanyam Brahma. There will be only reality. It is completely purely cognitive. The vision. This is the vision. Therefore, that is what is said here. But Shruti uses all these things very clearly. It tells, accepts everything, accepts the plurality, accepts the duality, accepts the individuality, accepts the differences, accepts the plurality, accepts the suffering, accepts the samsara. Everything Shruti accepts initially and explains everything, what it is. Then it wins your trust. Then Shruti takes you. Then starts teaching. Then the reason for samsara. Why this is? Why this duality is? Why this plurality is? Why this individuality is? What is? Now it teaches. And it helps resolve everything in the vision of reality. The Shruti, purpose of the Shruti is to give you the vision of the reality, wherein you can resolve real perceptions, and wherein you can resolve or in the vision of the absolute reality. It therefore only for negating the jagat, Shruti is used in the universe. Only for resolving the plurality, Shruti is using the plurality. Only for resolving the karmas, Shruti is using these karmas. Only for resolving means what? Only for the easy understanding of the ignorant person. This is there. With this 98th verse, the Jnanam Palam also is said, but still, if the Jnanam has to become effective, then what is Nididhyasanam? Nididhyasanam is constantly dwelling upon the fact of one's own Swarupam being Brahman. But this Nididhyasanam it can be in many forms. It can continuous listening can be Nididhyasanam. Even discussing among the people who are regularly studying also is Nididhyasanam. Who have clear understanding. and Nidhyasanam can be continuous reading after the listening, reading also can be Nidhyasanam. So meditation is not, Nidhyasanam does not mean you have to sit and close your eyes and do something. Continuous listening itself will become a Nidhyasanam.